Among the stakeholders who share concern about Friday's train derailment and oil spill in the Columbia River Gorge is the tribal community. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, their response is easy to overlook.
A press briefing midday Saturday included spokespeople from the Union Pacific Railroad Company, officials with various environmental agencies from both Oregon and Washington, the county sheriff, and even Richard Franklin, a federal-level official with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Yesterday afternoon, we mobilized to assist and work in unified command with our federal, state, and local brethren.
But the press did not hear from anyone that could speak to the concerns of the Native American tribes and nations that call the Columbia River Gorge home. David Byers with Washington State's Department of Ecology says responders are accommodating tribal resource concerns.
They've expressed concern about the species that might be impacted by the oil in the water and have been giving us advice as to how to implement our geographic response strategies to protect those resources. So they have been actively involved. Even though they're not here now, they have been involved.
Meanwhile, a different scene ramped up a few miles downriver. Lana Jack, who grew up in Celilo Village, 30 miles up the Columbia River, was among the 100 or so citizens that gathered for an anti-oil train rally in Hood River.
So our connection to this river is huge. It's our lifeline. There's probably no really other way of putting it, whether it be the salmon or all that the water provides.
Jack says she does feel disempowered. Even so, as Saturday's hot sun beat down on her, she proudly beat her handmade elk skin drum at the rally. The train derailment happened at the start of a weekend during which tribal members are gathering to commemorate the signing of an 1855 treaty between the U.S. government and 14 bands that make up the Yakima Nation. Elizabeth Sanchi is the nation's environmental manager.
I speak for those things that can't speak for themselves, our fisheries, our water, our land, our air, and we're at risk right now. And it is very disheartening.
Sanchi does say the Yakima Nation has been included in the Unified Command Model response to the train derailment. She says cleanup of any spilled oil must be immediate. In Hood River, I'm Emily Schwing reporting.